the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The sale of tractors in the U.S. was up 17% in May compared to a year ago. According to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the first 5 months in 2018, a total of 96,736 tractors were sold compared to 92,154 through May of last year, up 5%. AgriMarketing.com reports for the month, two-wheel drive tractors under 40 horsepower were up 20%, while 40 to 100 horsepower were up 7%, and 100-plus horsepower were up 20%. Four-wheel drive tractors were down 6%. What does a meat company in the business of raising and slaughtering animals for food do when startups develop disruptive technologies that cut out the need for animals? In the case of Tyson Foods, it invests in them. Agriculture.com reports through its year-and-a-half-old Tyson Ventures, the meat company has invested in three companies manufacturing meat and meat-like products without animals. They've also invested in a food traceability startup and a consumer cooking technology. A new effort by two Mountain State governors has been formed to promote carbon capture policy and technology deployment. According to AgriPulse, the bipartisan governor's partnership on carbon capture, led by Wyoming Republican Matt Mead and Montana Democrat Steve Bullock, will undertake initiatives and support policies to further develop and deploy carbon capture projects and CO2 pipeline infrastructure. Governors from Oklahoma, Kansas, Louisiana, and Utah have already joined the partnership. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.